This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And right after the first break, in the first hour here, Pastor Greg Young is going to join me. And we're going to talk, we're going to talk about the things that are going on today, right now. As far as, I'll say this, the challenge to our religious beliefs, the challenge to the future of our religious beliefs. You know, remember, the Democrats are the big tent, right? They're the big tent party. They're the party that cares about everybody, wants everybody involved, wants everybody engaged. Apparently, except for Jews, blacks, Christians, Catholics, and so on. And how disingenuous are you being if you're on the left, if you're part of the Democrat Party? How disingenuous are you being when you say they're for the little people and for the downtrodden, the people who need help? And every email you've seen, they're talking about taking advantage of you, whether you're a Jew or a black or Catholic. It's about taking advantage of you. I would love for one of you, and you know what? It used to happen, and you don't want to anymore because I'm not one that backs down from this stuff. Show me where I'm wrong. And don't do it. Don't send me an email at 2 o'clock in the morning to show me where I'm wrong. Because those just get, they get put in the electronic shredder, if you would. Because they're useless at that point in time. Let's talk about this wonderful economy. Let's talk about all these jobs that this government, that this administration has done such a fantastic job with, right? Let's go to some of the basics. HP is going to lay off 3,000 to 4,000 people. HP, you know, the computer company, the technology company. It's only a couple. You've got Textron Aviation, large aviation company. They're going to be laying off people. They don't have a number yet. The Verizon going to lay off 250 people. I realize I should go through these earlier, but no, you're going to get them as I get them. Volkswagen, 25,000 job cuts. Yes, it's over a period of years, but it's still a lot. They're winding down. Something's up. Something's wrong. Maybe they don't see themselves coming back from it. I don't know. Daewood is a shipbuilder. They're laying off 3,000. Fujitsu's laying off another 1,800. This is how good of a job your country is doing for you. This current administration is doing for you. The University of Illinois, right? Why is the university laying off so many people? They're going to lay off 500 plus people. Actually, no, I'm sorry. They've laid off 500 plus people in the last 18 months. There's more to come. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, they're moving their IT jobs overseas. How do you like that? You've got Ericsson, 3,000. Philadelphia Housing Authority is laying off 150 UC Irvine Health. Health. You hearing that? Health. Cypress Semiconductor, 500. And the hits just keep on coming, don't they? Anyhow, these are all things you really need to look at. Now, there's a note in here that says the IRS is going to lay off 7,000 people by 2024. I don't know how that's going to happen. Unless they make major changes to Obamacare. Because Obamacare requires another, don't you remember? They needed another, what was it, 1,600? You know, somebody needs to look this up for me. 1,600 or 6,000, whatever it was a ridiculous number of new agents to to enforce Obamacare. What do they need to enforce Obamacare for? If it's so wonderful, if it's good for everybody, it was so wonderful, why? What do you need to enforce it for? That's confusing. And now we kept hearing about how Ford was not moving jobs, right? And then we heard that they were moving jobs and they weren't moving. They are moving jobs. They're looking to move their small car production, right? So they hone it down. They're going to move their small car production down to Mexico plants. That's 2,800 American jobs, direct American jobs that are going to go away. 2,800 Americans that won't be able to work anymore. You know, a big part of this is they can't make any money on these cars to speak of. See, some of you always say, well, why do they have to be so greedy? I don't know. Maybe it's because of the large or the big fines that they get. What do you think? Oh, there we go. 16,000 new IRS agents were going to be needed. So I don't know how true that part of that story was. But 16,000 new agents are needed. Going to let 7,000 go? Or maybe they're going to do that because it's a one-payer system. It's not going to matter anyhow by that time. So somebody's having a problem with this, with Trump wanting to do a 35% tax on the cars coming up from Mexico when Ford moves down there because they're trying to save money. And they're trying to save money on the regulations. Once Trump gets in, he can remove some of those regulations. He can implement sane regulations. How's that? Instead of crazy regulations. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you here. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room. Pastor Greg Young will join me after the next break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, you've got to pay attention. You've got to be part of the conversation, whether it's mine or somebody else's. I prefer mine, obviously, but you've got to be part of the conversation. And that's how you learn. That's how you hear other people. That's how you hear where other people are coming from. Now, you know, I did a story the other night about how the president, El Presidente, said that Christians, you know, I mean, as a Christian, that he wasn't so sure he could forgive Donald Trump for what he said. Now, first of all, I'm not the scholar here, and forgiveness usually, when somebody does something to you, you forgive them. I can't forgive somebody for something they did to Mary in Iowa. I don't even know Mary. I don't know what they did. I don't know either one of the players. They didn't do anything to me. You forgive somebody for doing something to you, or maybe one of your kids, or loved ones, or what have you. So first of all, so he says he's not so sure he could forgive Trump for what he's done. I'll just let that fester in your head for a second, okay? But I've asked somebody who does understand all this stuff, Pastor Greg Young. I've asked him to join me. He is also the host of the chosen
generation.
God, I want to say the chosen few, and you know why I want to say the chosen few. But anyway, the chosen generation. Tell people tell the people about your show. Where can they find your show?
You bet. You can find the program Monday through Friday on WNJC 13, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware, part of the Conservative Commander Radio Network lineup. Also on Red State Talk Radio, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, AMFM247.com, 5 o'clock, iHeartRadio as the podcast Chosen Generation, and always at the website PastorGregYoung.org. That's PastorGregYoung.org.
So, okay, so as a pastor, you know, the president coming out, because we all listen to the president, you know, he's got wisdom for all of us, at least that's what he keeps telling us, and coming out and saying to you that he can't forgive Trump for this kind of thing. He might be able to, but he's not sure. And therefore, he shouldn't, there's no way he could leave him in charge of the country. And I said that maybe he forgot to read a story about David, huh?
I would take it back from that because, I mean, David had obviously confessed to his adultery.
Right.
Donald Trump has been recorded, and it is purported that this was, you know, he called it locker room chatter. However, it's interesting to note that when they knock on the door and begin to open the door, and folks, let me be clear, I've not been a huge Donald Trump supporter, but, you know, truth is truth. And when they get to the door and Billy Bush says to him, okay, we're leaving now, Donald says, oh, okay. And it's almost as though this was all, you know, created, much as the commentary of his Howard Stern. But setting all that aside, even if he said it and he somehow meant it, what is it Obama's doing? Is he the new Pope of America? I didn't realize that we had to go to Obama to get forgiveness. That's nowhere in my Bible that I find that. And the second part of this is Donald Trump may have said something that would offend your ears, but Donald Trump didn't admit or confess to actually doing anything. He talked about that he could or whatever, but there was no victimization that was associated with this, and certainly not, you know, a guy who has...
But guy to guy, right? And again, let's be clear. I'm not justifying anything he did, so can we just be clear about that? But, you know, we used to have a joke in high school. The guys that were talking about it all the time weren't getting any, right? The guys that made a big deal out of who they were touching and how they were touching and who they were dating and all this other stuff, they weren't really doing all of that. And so I look at a guy like him, boisterous, loud, you know, got to let you know who the alpha male in the room is, right? I mean, don't you kind of take that from him as well?
Well, yeah, I would say that. But, you know, remember that Donald Trump is an entertainer, and that's what he's been before he was ever a presidential nominee. Donald Trump was a, you know, this larger-than-life concept. And you and I both have met famous individuals who have a stage persona and have a personal persona.
Yep.
The stage persona is what individuals expect them to be. The personal persona is who they really are.
Right.
Donald Trump's been an entertainer with a stage persona for 30-plus years.
Right. Have you met Bill? You know who Bill Whittle is? Bill Whittle is, right?
Know the name.
Okay. So Bill Whittle is the guy that he does these reports online. I mean, he is all over it. And he's got a boy outgoing personality when he does the online online videos. But when you meet him up close and personal, when you're alone with him, he is such an introvert, it isn't funny. You've really got to drag information out of him when you're with him alone or in a small group. And I know a lot of successful people that are like that, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are individuals who, you know, and from a pastoral perspective, there are ministers who, when they step behind the pulpit and that anointing, that presence of the Lord comes on them, they're an entirely different person. I've met before individuals, a pastor who was wheelchair ridden. And yet when he would get behind the pulpit, suddenly the power of God would come on him and he would be up out of that wheelchair preaching behind that pulpit. But as soon as he was done, he was back in the wheelchair and he could not get out of the wheelchair except when he was behind the pulpit.
So, I got you. I want to come back to the fact that, you know, I see your mouth moving. I don't hear anything.
No. I'm locking in, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm
there you go. Yeah. Well, you're locking out. Yeah. See how do young people do that? My eyes, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, the thing behind it is I want to lock in. There you go. Now you got me using the word. I want to lock in on the fact that they're making such a big deal out of this tape on Friday. They're making a big deal out of these two women that came out of nowhere. You know, I don't know. Where were they 10 years ago, 20 years? One of them, what, was 30 years ago? Where were these people? Where are these people? And now all of a sudden they're out, and all of a sudden they're talking about all the nasty things he does. You know, the Miss Universe thing, where they brought that up. But they left the whole part of the story out. That one of the reasons he was pushing on her was to get her to lose weight so she could maintain her contract. Three other Miss Universes come out. I just played a clip from a Miss Teen USA that came out. All of them in support of him and how great he was and how well he treated them. You don't hear those. Those aren't being played over and over in the mainstream media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what I did?
I talked
too much. Because now we have to go to break. We have to go to break.
You're the show.
But I'm not supposed to do all the talking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Pastor Greg joins me. He'll be with me after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle Canadian Maple Leaf Austrian Philharmonic OPM Pure Bar and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess you're right.
We are back.
Those are the drum beats to call you back to dinner.
I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, or just head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, including, you know, contacting me up there as well. Give me your email. I want your email address. I demand your email address. I like that. So here's what I'm going to do for you tonight. Okay? I'm going to get easy for you tonight. So the fifth new email that I can't check it till later on, so you know, calm yourselves. The fifth new email, person who drops their email in there, that I can check. All right? I will send you an email, and I'll give you a water bottle. Okay? Brand new, and I don't mean a one-gallon water bottle. I mean a brand new TRS, the Real Side water, drinking water bottle. You guys have seen them before. You go ahead and have that, and I do appreciate your time. Fifth new email address I get, will get that water bottle. Anyway, let me bring my guest back on. I always have a good time. I'm on his show in the ungodly morning hours. And yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, really, because your show is on earlier. It's live on the East, right? Pastor Greg with the Chosen Generation. And tell people where they can catch your show and what time they catch it. Yeah.
Again, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, WNJC 1360 AM, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware. Online at the website, PastorGregYoung.org, org, and you can listen live there, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Red State Talk Radio, and also available at AMFM247.com, and as a podcast on iHeartRadio. And encourage you to tune in. Matter of fact, tomorrow we got a big announcement, Joe. I'm working with Scott Kesterson, and we are kicking off the Deplorables tour with Kill What Rising. Honest to goodness, yep, the Deplorables tour.
Is there a special? What do you have to be part of the Deplorables, if you would?
Well, do you believe in God? Do you believe in the Constitution? Is Jesus Christ important in your life? And do you believe that America should in fact be great again?
Well, I guess I'm in. I'm part of the team. Where do I sign up? What do I get the membership card? How do I do that? You know, because
you go to Kilroy Rising. Remember Kilroy?
I remember him. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so it's KilroyRising.com. Go over there. If you want the deplorable tour to come to a town near you, we're doing small cities all across the country. And this is a movement that's not going to end with the election or the nomination or the, you know, the inauguration, because here's the deal. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or if it's Clinton. We the people need to take this country back. It is time, and the elitists have had their day, and they're done.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I look at what's going on across the country, watching my Christian brothers and sisters, and you know we're not gonna turn this into a Sunday sermon here, but I'm thoroughly disgusted with some of my Christian brothers and sisters who say God's in control, you know, the right person will be chosen. I got on my pastor about it. I'm tired of hearing about that because it's not true. You know, we're the ones. He's given us the ability. He's given us the gift of government. We should be out there, and we should be putting godly people in positions of authority. You know, if you people really believe that heathens are gonna put godly people in positions of authority, then you need to have your meds checked. It doesn't work that way. So, again, I've got now a pastor, a man that's been trained. So if you want to send emails, send them to him. Pastor, tell me something. Should we? We don't need to vote as Christians, right? Because God's just going to take care of it.
You know, God said, first of all, Jesus talked about gifts and talents. Okay,
right.
I believe that America, and I believe that the world we live in, is part of the gifts and talents that we've been given by the Lord. And when he came back, when the master came back in the parable that Christ taught about the gifts and the talents, he went to the one who had 10, and he had multiplied his, doubled his, and he gave him greater lands and greater opportunities. The next one the same way. But then he came to the guy that had the one. And if you read the narrative that's associated with that, Joe, that's the excuse of the church and many Christians today. Well, God, we don't understand you. You're hard to figure out. We can't get you. You make demands on us that we just can't live up to. I'm only a sinner saved by grace, so I'm just going to continue in my little sinful life, and that's my out. And you know, and it was too difficult, and it was too hard, and on and on and on. And what did he do with that one talent, Joe?
He buried it. He buried his value.
And what did the master do when the master came back and demanded to know what he had done?
I believe he called him something like wicked, right? I mean,
and he took the one and he sent him to the place of gnashing of teeth.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Let's not go by that too fast, okay? Because, you know, a lot of my friends on the left who claim to be Christians will say, you know, it's bad to have money, it's bad to make money, it's bad. Isn't it interesting that story, the ones that made money, the ones that turned that, and it's not just a money thing, but the ones who made money with that, who actually planted it, and I don't mean in the ground, and made it grow and invested it, what have you, he called them, you know, good. He called them good people. The guy that buried it and saved it just in case was the wicked one. So I guess having money, investing, growing your dollars, maybe God doesn't, not really against that as much as we've been taught, huh?
Well, no. What he has said and what Scripture teaches us is to give unto the Lord what's the Lord, but to give our very best in everything we do. Do everything as unto the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. And that's the problem here. The problem here is that we continue to make excuses and give excuses. And, you know, it's interesting. There's another parable that Jesus teaches about the judge, Joe, with the widow that goes to the unjust judge, and she's just day and night. Right? Yep. The judge is like, okay, look, you know what? I'm going to give you justice, okay? And at the end of that, Jesus says something very interesting. He says, when the Lord returns, will he even find faith in the world? As though faith and perseverance, gee, might somehow be tied together.
Well, I am so, like I said, I'm, and I've got to work on it, because it's not right for me to be this mad at them, but I'm so tired of them hearing and telling me how they're going to vote based on what they believe their Christian beliefs are. I've been telling people, do this. sit down and from a biblical perspective, write down what's important to you or what should be important to you, what rights should be important to you, and that kind of thing. And then I want you to write the name of the candidates. And then I want you to put a check mark under the one that you think is most likely to protect your right in that area. And if you're honest with yourself, there's only one that'll come up with a whole bunch of checks. We had Hillary Clinton coming out a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you covered this, in a speech that she did, where she actually said to Christians and Catholics they needed to drop their mainstream ideology. They needed to take a different viewpoint of Scripture to bring them closer in line with same-sex marriage. And I'm thinking to myself, there's only one other entity, person or what have you, that put themselves above Scripture, above God. That was the devil. So help me, help me with that one, right? That's what I'm telling those people. How do you follow her when she's telling you to forget Scripture?
She exposed herself in the debate. She said when asked what kind of justices was she going to be looking for to sit on the Supreme Court and render judgment, she said there's two criterion, basically. One of them is they need to want to kill babies. They need to be in the Gosnell image of cutting off babies' heads. And the second one is they need us to change our sexual orientation and pursue after sodomy, because that's really important. So those are the two criterion, and those are the guys she's going to be looking for and gals she's going to look for. And that's what Obama did with Kagan and Sotomayor, and they said, we put DOMA down because why? Because of our personal preferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unconstitutional, folks.
Yep. Well, she didn't mention the Constitution in that argument at all.
No.
So I'm not surprised in the least.
That's right.
Right? So, I don't know. I go back to my argument the other night was what dawned on me was we're getting caught and dragged in five different directions. We're getting caught and dragged around in the minutiae of things. And we have to go to a break, but the most important thing this next president is going to do, forget everything else for the moment, is appoint these Supreme Court justices. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Pastor Greg stays with me after the break. So, last night, it started.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved in the conversation. And I'm not saying you have to call the show, but get involved. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, and I won't read your name unless you're a jackwagon. I don't do that. Unless you tell me it's okay. I don't shame people on purpose. But if you're, I mean, in Joe's terms, if you're an out-and-out bigot, racist, whatever, yeah, I'm going to call you out on it. I'm going to make fun of you, and I'm going to call you out on it. If you want to have an open and serious conversation, I'm more than happy to have that. And if you're in my area, and I sit down and have lunch with you, and we're 180 degrees from each other, I don't care, as long as you come by it honestly. And I'm not trying to insult Pastor Greg here, but I say two things on the show on a regular basis, and that is, stop spewing the idiocy from the pulpit. You know, you better understand what it is that you're talking. Well, yeah, and don't stand on something your pastor says without checking it out yourself. They are men, and it's the same thing with your party. Don't just go. You start spewing the party line. You make me nuts, and I will come after you verbally. Because you're not. That's not an honest conversation. It's not a serious conversation. You're regurgitating what they give you. And that doesn't help anybody. That does absolutely nothing for anybody. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to bring Pastor Greg back on with me. And Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me. You're a host of your own show called The Chosen Generation, right?
Yes, sir. Chosen Generation, you can pick it up at PastorGregYoung.org, PastorGregYoung.org. Mm-hmm. We're on Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, WNJC 1360 a.m. Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware. Also, Red State Talk Radio, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday as well, and AMFM247.com in the evenings starting at 5 Eastern.
So, you know, it's again, it's just kind of funny. You see the emails that have been released as of late. You see what's going on and what have you. And the attack of Hillary's camp, the people on the left, the attack of Catholicism, Christianity. Again, what are your thoughts on that? What are your people? I mean, you must be getting calls. People must be talking to you about it. Talk to me where your mind is. What would you say to your Catholic friends over this?
Well, you know, I had Ben Johnson from LifeSite News came on, and we talked about that. Dan Perkins, who was on with me today, is a very devout Catholic, and we talked about that with him as well. And you know, it's not surprising that Hillary Clinton and her band of communist Marxists is going after religious freedom and religious liberty. And I guess the sad part is that you have so many Christians that are in denial about the fact that Christianity is, in fact, under attack in this country. When you talk about the fact that crosses that sit in cemeteries today or sit up on a hill somewhere, unless they're on private property, have to be identified as some kind of memorial, but God forbid that they should actually be associated with the name of Jesus Christ or with church or with the Holy Bible. No, we can't have that. And the minute you do that, that cross has to come up out of the ground. And to say then that Christianity is not under persecution, how about the refugee situation, Joe? We're bringing Muslims in, but God forbid that we should bring any Christians in. That might be just horrible, and we're not.
No, I agree with you. It is crazy as to what they're doing out there. Okay, but if you got a chance to sit down, and I know a lot of churches are afraid to say anything from the pulpit. Not all of them. I know a few churches where I've heard and seen pastors myself that will speak out about what's going on out there. If you had a chance to get behind a pulpit and somebody said to you, okay, what do we do? We've got an election coming up. I'm looking at these two candidates. I feel like this country is in sorry shape. What do we do, Pastor?
Well, I think there's three things we need to do, and I want to relate another thing, and I know we're crunched for time, so I'll be very quick about this. The first thing that we need to do is we need to take back our schools and our places of education, and that's going to happen by changing the faces on the school boards, or at least bringing in people like you, Joe, that have the right kind of worldview, and we need our school boards loaded with those kinds of individuals. Secondly, we need our local politicians to have that kind of constitutional biblical worldview, and we need to change that over. City councils, county commissioners, and at our state legislators. And then the third thing that we need to do is we need to make an impact in our churches and stop funding ministers and ministries that are not willing to do anything to make a change, that want to just stand back or are in fact going along with the progressive mindset and have taken on extra biblical concepts like same-sex marriage and deacons that perform abortions and all these other kind of crazy things that they all say, oh, it's okay because, you know, everybody does it. No, everybody doesn't do it, and the Bible's very clear about what's truth and what's not. Lastly, with regards to Donald Trump, something that hit me about three nights ago, and I'm going to talk about it extensively tomorrow with Bruce Ashford, a theologian, on my program, and that is, and it's going to be the last segment tomorrow. You can tune in on PastorGregYoung.org at 1:30 Eastern Time, and that is Donald Trump the King Nebuchadnezzar? And what I mean by that is this. Nebuchadnezzar, when he brought in the Israelites, he oppressed them. He told them they all needed to bow down. They needed to kiss the ring. We know that when Donald Trump came into the primary, that's kind of how he acted. It's how he behaved and so on. They threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were then saved by the angel of God, by the Lord stepping into that fire. Donald Trump has been impacted by a number of Christians around him who had withstood withstood his fire, and he said, wow, there's something about this. The second phase was is that God then touched the mind of Nebuchadnezzar because Nebuchadnezzar didn't bow down enough, and he sent Nebuchadnezzar out into the wilderness where he behaved like a wild animal. Then he touched Nebuchadnezzar's mind again, and Nebuchadnezzar came back in, and he said, now I know that I know that I know that there is one true God, and he alone will I worship for the rest of my days, and so shall my kingdom. I believe Donald Trump has talked about a change that has happened in his life. Robeson talked about it before this debate on Sunday night, and yes, he went after Hillary Clinton, and good for him. You know what? You don't sit there and call evil good and good evil. And Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton the devil, and he called her evil, and he said she should be in jail. And I know millions of Americans that were clapping, standing, cheering, yelling, and hollering because we've been waiting for somebody to say so.
There were people there that you remember they told him, you can stay here, you can be here, but you can't clap, and you can't cheer, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. I love this, though. And they did it anyway because they're... People, look at, I said this a long time ago. I said that people were going to start to well up. People were starting to rise up. I recorded an interview earlier today with somebody I think we both know. It's Congressman John LeBoutelier. And I have him on the show from time to time, and we were talking about it. He is a staunch Republican. His attitude is such that, you know, we can't get behind a guy that you know, has blown it as many times as Donald Trump has. I said, look, you don't stand a chance. I don't believe the numbers. I believe Republicans have had it, mainstream Republicans. And I also believe there's a lot of sane, mainstream, middle-of-the-road Democrats, too, that have had it with politicians and won't vote for Hillary. I don't think anybody has a pulse, really, on what's going on in this election, right?
You know what, Joe? I think you may well be right. People out there that are not in the polls, that are not being identified, not being registered, when you see 30,000 people showing up at a venue that's only supposed to seat about 9 for a Trump rally, there is definitely something going on. There's something that's happening. The issue is going to be, how illegal is this election going to be? How much voter fraud are they going to be able to perpetrate against us? And at the end of the day, you know, will we actually have the people's choice, or are we going to have the world organization, the WTO, and the one world order candidate?
But the mere fact that this part, the proof that this party has left us big time, is the mere fact that they were looking for ways to move Trump out of the ticket, move Pence up when Trump was the choice of the party. Right.
Well, look, and that is your continual issue. That is the continual problem that we have right now, obviously. But I think the confusion, Joe, exists when you consider the fact that there are these multiple factions within on this other side. Obviously, there's the progressives, but on the Republican side, you have the rhinos in the establishment, you have the people who have been with Trump for a good portion of the way, you have constitutional conservatives. I think that Trump has been, to some degree, courting the constitutional conservative, even the Christian. I had George Barna on today, and he said that with his polling that he was doing, Trump was at 86% last week. He dropped 11% based on Friday's tape coming out amongst that group. Now, the other side to that, though, is...
You got about 10 seconds. Go quick, Pastor.
They're all probably coming back, and Trump may well walk away with this with a landslide.
Yeah, well, I don't believe the polls. We'll see what happens. I'll put your information up on how people can get you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up. We're going to talk about some of the positive things going on with Trump, and we're also going to talk about how Walmart now has decided to pull an All Lives Matter bumper sticker. Wouldn't put one on my car anyway, but anyhow, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.